From January 18th to February 6th at Forsyth Medical Center, 18 patients were exposed to Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or CJD. It's a rare protein that causes brain cells to die. All of these patients had neurological surgeries, and the tools used in their procedures were also used on a patient later confirmed to have CJD. Dr. Jim Lederer is a Novant Health infectious disease expert. He says that patient's brain surgery was on January 18th, and the person did show signs of the disease.
And our standard procedure is to apply an extra cleaning process to prevent the possibility of transmitting the disease to others, but they weren't.
While CJD has been associated with mad cow disease, Dr. Lederer emphasizes this strain is not. He says it's a sporadic genetic mutation. He also says there is now a new sterilization policy in place to prevent this mistake from happening again in the Novant Health system.
All the surgical instruments for all craniotomies or brain surgeries will receive enhanced sterilization practices, higher temperatures to 273 degrees, and longer durations to 18 minutes or greater to eradicate CJD.
The hospital spent the weekend notifying patients who've been exposed. According to Dr. Lederer, it could take years or decades for symptoms to appear. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.